This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
After 38 years, 35 of which were with the WIP Morning Show, two different shows, different eras, Joe Wechter's final hour, and we're so happy to celebrate it with him today. Of course, Angelo's going to join us in a moment. Let me tell you, no life advice with the hammer today. We typically do it Thursdays in this segment, but we want to, you know, clear it out today and obviously focus on Wechter and what's most important today. When we do life advice... And here's the life advice brought to you by MHS Lift. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, get yourself to MHSLift.com. They are wonderful people and great at what they do, MHSLift.com. Here's life advice. If you're honoring someone in the final hour of his career here at WIP, don't do the life advice segment for 5 minutes. Bring in the big guy! Bring in Angelo Cataldi.
I'm not prepared to continue, Joe, with Joe Conklin sitting next to me because I know he will be mocking me with my voice.
This is Wechter's day. Please,
this is not right.
It's all about me.
Angelo, does that sound like you to you? Because they say that your voice sounds different in your own head. Does that sound like
you? Sounds like I heard it for so damn many years. Yeah, I always sounded like a bigger idiot than I already was. And the worst part of it, Joe, is that he sang in my voice in tune, which I have never been able to do. So I got to hear what I would have sounded like if I. But it's not about me today.
No,
or any of us.
It's not about you. It's about
this
your money.
Man right here, Joe Wechter. Well, let me tell you, I'm sure you pointed this out, Joe, but this, every single day that WIP has been a sports station, the best sports station in America, Joe Wechter has been at WIP.
Yeah.
And today is such a historic day for the station because he's the only one that did it the whole time.
That's right. Yeah.
And he's leaving.
Yeah,
and
tomorrow will be the first
Joe,
day without me. Yeah.
Joe, don't do it. And what's Joe in front of a mic? He never did that for me.
This
in 33
is when you know
years.
Really over.
Well, let me take it up to a higher level because, Joe, it just dawned on me because we've talked about how you're the only employee continuous since the start of WIP as a sports format. It means this, and I just realized it. Because WIP was the second all sports station in America, it means you are the only person in America. You are the longest, here's what you are. You are the longest tenured sports radio person in America.
Wow.
Yep. That's true.
Wow.
Active,
that's
continuous.
Great.
You are
continuous,
the,
yeah.
You are the longest continuous, wow. active sports radio person in all of America, Joe Wechter.
I had him fooled for a long time.
No, and I'll tell you something now. This is another
isn't that amazing?
Thing. When
wow,
WFAN
amazing.
Started sports radio, right? They were the first. They're the pioneers. But WIP is the first one that had a morning sports show.
Yes. That's right.
They were using Don Imus up there.
Yeah.
So Joe Wechter was the producer of the first morning sports show in America.
Wow.
I hope there's some sort of an award they give you or something.
They give you back the Wechter Cup.
Yes, I just got it back.
The Wechter Cup. Oh, God, that's right. The Wechter Cup is the wing bowl.
Joe Conklin told us earlier that Joe Wechter taught even you, Angelo, some things about radio.
What were those things? All right, let me say this.
Save your money.
Rhea knows this better than anyone. Mm-hmm. Rhea, good to see you.
Hello, Angelo.
Rhea, I would have no radio career without Joe Wechter. I'm not making this up. I had moments of emotion when I was doing the show. I would get upset.
Oh, yeah.
You know, certain names came up and they set me off.
Hinky.
Right? Even before that.
Kotite.
Don't push Nick Nabb.
It starts with Kotite.
Bremen.
Right. Yes. All of them. All of them. Yeah. And sometimes I would just blurt out a word you can't say on the radio. Now, I'd know it. After it came out of my mouth, I'd know it. And then I go, I'd start going to Joe. I didn't have a dump button. I had no way to stop it from ending my career. Yeah. And I would wave my hand, Joe. He only missed one time.
Oh, no.
And Joe, what do you figure? 25, 30 times you had to do
easily,
that?
Easily, yes.
Easily, right? And every once in a while, it wasn't just a bad word. It was an inappropriate
concept.
Anyway,
going at it into a break or something?
Inappropriate concept. Right, that's exactly right. And the one time he missed, I'm not sure exactly what happened. Do you remember what?
Because
I got called in after the show because it was a story. Cataldi used the F word, WIP.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, was that word?
No, it came out.
Yeah, wow. It like during a break, you didn't turn the mic off.
And
you could say it.
Wow.
I was called in to
the big guy. Mark Rayfield was running the station back then. And he called in and he goes, listen, I'm going to have to censor you. I'm sending you. You have to sign this letter saying that you can't use the F word anymore.
Wow.
Right? And he said to me, what happened? And I went, what happened? It's happened a lot. And this is one time when Joe Wechter was on the phone and something was going on, he didn't catch it. I would have been dead long before
that.
And there's another story.
Let me hear it.
This is the, Joe, this one here. I don't know the answer to it. Only he can tell me. We all, see that man Joe Conklin over there?
Yes.
We all hated our boss, Tom Bigman, more than you could ever imagine. Joe told me his plans. I don't know if you're going to carry him through now that you're retired.
I got time now.
You know what I'm saying, right?
He hated
Tom. Tom Bigby was a bully. He was raw. He also knew a lot of radio, all right? And so one time we're doing a show at the Wyndham Franklin Plaza Hotel, and this happened fairly regularly early on in the days when the technology wasn't so great. And we lost the signal, and they said, you're off the air. So we're at the Wyndham Franklin Plaza, and we're just sitting around waiting for the chance to go back on. And we're trashing Bigby. Killing him. Probably with terrible language, right?
Oh, man.
Little did we realize that we had an affiliate station.
Down the shore.
Oh, right? I remember that. Yeah.
On the shore.
Oh, no.
Were you there that day,
no
too, Conklin?
I had no idea.
No.
We're going that big.
Doing an off-the-air show on the air.
Here's the thing. So I've always wanted to know the answer to this. I figured today, he's not going to get fired now. Did you know that all that stuff we were saying was being heard live down the shore?
No, I had no idea what was happening there.
Because
I was worried about us, and I was thinking if their power was still on.
None of us were
connected. I thought we lost the connection.
Okay. Because I had a theory that Joe hated him so much. at least a few people know how we really feel about that.
That's wild. We got Angelo in studio here. It's Wechter's big day. Reminder, time's yours. It's going to be, final chance to pay tribute to Joe at the very end of the show. Best times yours calls will make it for you to pay tribute to Joe. 215-238-4500. We're going to do times yours today a little bit earlier than normal at 9:40. Now, Angelo, our first time seeing you, and I want to tell the audience what Angelo's wearing. Forget the regular clothes. Angelo, you got a Super Bowl Eagles champions hat on.
Yeah.
Angelo, our first time seeing you since the Eagles won Super Bowl number 2. Talk to us, my man.
All right, first of all, I wore the hat as a sympathy. This is actually a hat from 7 years ago.
Okay.
Because my swag is no longer updated. Joe, you're not going to believe this. I haven't bought any updated Eagles stuff. Do you believe that?
You didn't that's back then outrageous. Either.
Where's Cindy Webster? Cindy, I need you. Right, anyway, here's the thing. It is my favorite win in my life. 74 years now.
Why bigger than 7 years ago? I think 7 years ago was bigger. This one was more
not
convincing.
Do the math,
why?
Joe.
No, I get it.
Because he wasn't working.
Joe,
he wasn't working.
Why.
He could enjoy
why?
It.
Did you see that jackass on the other sideline?
Oh, there it is. Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
want to know true joy? When you have the birth of a child, or when a man you despise... Mm-hmm. is losing 34-0 in the Super Bowl.
How about it?
1-1A.
That's great.
Well,
excitement.
At least I got to meet Taylor Swift. I was hoping for Taylor Pork Roll.
Anyway, it was Reed, beating Reed, and the demolishing Reed was just, it was amazing. I loved it so much because Reed is the biggest phony and the biggest fraud, and now at least... all of the people who hate him, like me, and they all email me, by the way.
There's
about, there's about nine of us, maybe ten.
Nine of us. Wow.
And when we hear from those people now, they all go, I guess we don't have to see him on commercials doing fumble rooski.
Yeah,
jokes.
I haven't seen it the last couple weeks.
That's true.
But
yeah.
You
still
played
a good coach.
For him, right?
Still,
no, he's a bad coach.
One of the greatest coaches out there.
All right.
And
you just said right, Angelo. I heard you say right.
He did, he's still got a good team.
John Ritchie said he's one of the greatest coaches. And you said right.
Next
no,
season.
I didn't
no,
say
no,
right.
I heard right. No.
John Ritchie has been concussed. John Ritchie's words cannot be trusted because
be
he was a fullback. It was such a powerful position. They ruled it out. No one does it anymore.
I love it. All right, let's get some calls in here. Wechter's final hour. We got Angelo and we got Conklin in. Let's go to Rios right now, North Philly. Good morning, Rios.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Hard Chargers.
Hard Chargers. What up, Rios?
What's going on, gentlemen? Look, I had a call in this morning, you know what I mean? Like, probably Joe don't remember this, but it was about 2 years ago. We was doing an Eagles thing at Chickies and Pete.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ike Reese was in there making his Ike juice and everything. And Joe Wechter was in there, like, you know, listening to the radio for years. You know, you'll hear his name, and once in a blue, he'll say something. But I never seen him in person. And the love that he showed to me, like, it just left a founding thing on me. Anytime I hear the name Joe Wechter, all I think about, like, he showed so much love. And just understanding the history about him and everything with this. Look, man, God bless. You the freaking man. You know what it is to be a freaking hard charger.
Wow.
Philadelphia all day going gangster
awesome.
For the Eagles going to the Super Bowl, brother. You know what time it is, man. You the freaking man, Joe. And I and like I said, you touched me when I first met you, and you probably didn't even know it. You showed a lot of love. We was at the bar, whatever. You was on the back end helping out people, but
I was
helping. Love,
I remember.
Brother.
Yes, you're very kind. Thank you for calling in and saying that.
That's cool.
That's
Rios.
Very nice.
You actually charge hard.
Hey,
blood on the grass.
You don't mess around with Rios,
is that what you're saying?
There's only one way to move, man. And like Joe Wester does, you can only hard charge.
I love it.
Rios, you can win these Gaffigan tickets. Like Wester, like Angelo, who or what did something great for a long time?
Muhammad Ali.
Ooh. Muhammad Ali did.
I love that.
His career was long. He's the only boxer. Maybe Holyfield got there. I don't think so. Only boxer to win the championship belt three times in the heavyweight division. And obviously, his career spanned a long time. By the way, Ray, how's no one said Brandon Graham today for an answer to this?
I know. I am surprised at
that. The man retired yesterday. I think BG deserved it.
Well, just stole it from somebody online.
That's all right. Someone should have said it in the first 3 hours. Let's go to Ryan right now. Ryan, good morning.
Yep. Hey, Joe.
Hey, buddy. Wait, Ryan, you're calling for Vienna, right? Like Vienna?
I'm calling Vienna, as in Austria.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, I love the sausage.
Wait, Wechter's got fans in Europe?
Wechter is worldwide, man.
What can I say? We're going too far now.
I've been a Wechter fan since 1987. And ever since Angel, for me, Wechter was the do-do-do-do, whatever that thing is when he would sign off.
Twinkle toes.
That little jingle. Do-do-do-do. That is Wechter. I don't know what Wechter looks like.
Very handsome.
I met Angel many times. Well, for real, I was at the Brigada about a year and a half ago, and I called James, and he's like, just go up and introduce yourself to Joe. And Joe and Devin were on the platform, and they were talking. And I'm in the back. There's like a back room there. And there's this guy who has long hair and about my size. And I'm not big and kind of 6 foot and thin. And I see this guy with really long hair. And I walked up. I'm like, hey, you must be Joe Wechter. I say, hi. He's like, no, I'm John Ritchie. I was like, and I was awake all night long. And I was like, I must be really drunk. And I
don't know who should be more insulted by this. That could cut either way.
I honestly don't know either because I just went right to my room.
That's great, man.
I assume Wechter would be this like hippie, long hair producer guy, and meanwhile it's John Ritchie. And Rich, honestly, I was just blown away. I love it.
All right, Ryan, give me an answer for who did something great for a long time. Who or what?
So I have two things here. First off, I think your question should be great for a long time that ended, because Wechter is ending his career. So I would love that caveat on ended.
Well, we're going with what we got, because he's still an active person right now.
I hear you. I'm going to say... an empire that founded America, as in with Columbus. And I even sent James a picture. I'm sitting in front of the Belvedere Palace, which would be the Habsburgs.
You got it, man. Habsburgs definitely reigned for a long time. So Angelo reigned for a long time. But, Angelo, I got to rip you. I'm like Tony Bruno. Not my style to rip. Remember, Joe, that
Are
was
you
always
a better athlete
that
was, than maybe Angelo you should also. Try it more. It's really fun.
No, I enjoy it. I like doing it when someone's right here and I do it to their face. Angelo, I got to rip you. Wechter's been freaking phenomenal on the mic the last 4 hours.
Yeah.
Why don't you use him more?
He wasn't allowed. All right. Stay out of this, Conklin. He showed no desire to do it. Do you realize in just the time I've been here, he's spoken more than he did in 33 years that we were together? Joe Wechter was brilliant. This is, in order to explain his contribution to WIP and to our show, you got to understand, everything behind the scenes was organized by him. He was the one. Any sound effect you heard was not pre-programmed. It was done spontaneously by him. The order of the callers, when he knew he wanted to mix different topics in, he'd switch them around.
Different personalities.
He knew how to do that. He was great at producing Conklin stuff. I would always say to Joe Conklin, would you please listen to Wechter more? He's funnier than you. He can't do the voices, but he knows. All of that was Joe. Do you understand?
Everything
behind the scenes. Plus, there were times when I was a little over the top, and Joe would comp people. He's such a unique individual in that he was totally grumpy almost all the time. Yes. And he was the maestro of a show that featured a lot of humor.
Sure did.
How?
Joe, I got to ask you this, because we're 3 hours and 19 minutes into this and 38 years into this.
Yes.
And I don't know the answer to this. How did you get into it? Was it a dream? Was it not? Was it like you talked to someone on the street and they said, you're a young kid, I can get you a job at a radio station? Like, how did you, the radio guy, start?
It was funny. I was going to college at BC3, Bucks County.
Yep.
And I started with, I'm going to do business law, blah, blah, blah. And one semester, I realized I didn't want to do that. The student center, to get to the library, I had to go down hallway and I passed all the TV and radio stations. And as I did that, going back and forth to the library, I just started looking in and then saying, hey, that's what I want to do. I wanted to be part of the media at that point.
Hmm.
So then I, took radio
school.
Just
from walking by, just from seeing it.
When the studio was open, I just looked in and said, I could see myself doing that.
That's great. So how did you get here?
I went to the National School of Broadcasting and they had an internship, guaranteed internship. I chose WIP at the time. It was sister station with the number one station at the time. And because I figured I can get my hands on down at WIP and I still meet the people in the bigger station. And then it was a station I grew up listening to. I mean, I really enjoyed just hearing Ken Garland and Wee Willie Weber. So I felt really comfortable coming in. And I'm so proud that, be able to take WIP for where it was at that point to bigger heights now. And that's what it was. It was just, I got the internship here and got a chance to kind of get my hands on, stuff. Yeah. And then they said, you want to be part of something? I said, sure. Then it was like, oh, by the way, we're going to do sports. About a year and a half, I was working overnights. And he's like, hey, we're going to do something called sports, radio. Would you be interested in that? I'm like, sure. I mean, sports and radio. I love them both.
Yeah. When did you know it would work? Not your career, Joe. Mm. When did you know the sports radio thing? I mean, I think people that are young right now can't truly grasp what a change it was in America to go from no sports radio stations to sports radio stations as a 24/7 format, of which WIP was number two, right behind the New York station. And so when did you realize this is really working and it's not going anywhere? It's staying forever.
For me, and I think for WIP, it was when it was Angelo, Tony, and Al.
That was big.
That was such a great mixture of personalities it was a great listen. I mean, that's how I always produce anyway. I was listening. I wanted to be a listener. And how was it translating to me? That's why I think I didn't speak on the radio much because I had to make sure I was listening all the time and making sure it was good radio.
And there was a strong lineup. I mean, there was.
Yeah.
And Angela, I got to tell you, compliment to you. So, both your show with Brookie and then when it morphed into what, Joe just referenced. Like, when Mitch gave up the homer game 6 in 93, I didn't have to wake up the next day till, who knows what, 7:15, 7:30, whatever.
Wow.
But I remember vividly waking up to hear you at 6 a.m. Like, I had, Angela, to hear you the next day. I had to.
Well, that was...
You guys established that. You know what I'm saying?
The one thing we took pride in, and Rhea had a lot to do with this in years not long after that, was knowing what to talk about, knowing what to feature.
Yeah.
And that came from the boss that I just ripped a couple of minutes ago, Tom Bigview, who said, if you want to do sports radio in Philadelphia, picture yourself at a corner tavern at night. What are they yelling about? What are they debating? Put that on the air.
And that was,
Joe, I just had the worst flat. I just became the host again in my brain for 1 second. He said Ken Garland.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And I literally was going over, going,
da 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 da, boy, that's a nice big band number.
That was Ken Garland.
Yes. School closings, snow closings.
Yes, he did closings, and he would do these closings that were ridiculous.
You say Ken Garland, I think Elaine Sansini, but that's a whole nother matter.
You think of this, because you were a little kid when all that stuff happened. Right?
The scandal? Oh, my God.
That was a scandal there, but that's a whole nother story.
Yes, it is. All right, one more segment up ahead with Joe. Final segment of his career. Angelo Conklin here as well. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie. We got Ree. We got Seltzer. Wonderful to have you with us on a special day here today on 94 WIP.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is turning the excitement up even higher for college basketball. Through the first two rounds of the tournament, bet on the lowest winning seed of the day, and you'll win a share of $1 million in bonus bets. Now, that's an upset you will not be upset about. This year, there are some great mid-majors that could pull off a stunner. There's still a San Diego team out there, and they're playing my son's college, which I'll be very interested in watching. FanDuel is the best place to bet on the tourney. You can bet on everything from spreads to money lines and team totals, plus so much more. Just visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to download America's number one sports book today and back your dog of the day, because in March, anything can happen. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. That's FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to bet and win today.